Recorded Books presents Wrong Answers Only by Tobias Madden, narrated by Matthew Becker.
For my family, by blood, by law, by choice, I love you with all my heart. 1.
Lavora troppo.
Nonna throws her hands in the air, one of them holding a crisp white tea towel with the lemon embroidered on one corner.
Se Giovanni, se bello, prendi la vita troppo sul serio.
Whenever she feels particularly passionate about something, Nonna abandons English and starts shouting in Italian instead. I can only pick out the odd word here and there. Work, beautiful, serious, I think. But her disapproval is crystal clear to the three of us sitting around the wooden table in her cramped kitchen.
Sophia, Mum warns her, the doctor said to keep Marco calm.
Nonna huffs, turning back to the orange laminate bench under the kitchen window. Her house is only a few blocks from the hospital, so we came straight here when the doctor discharged me, rather than driving all the way home. The second we arrived, she started crumbing chicken schnitzels.
He works too hard,
she says, hunched over plates of chicken fillets, flour, beaten egg and breadcrumbs. The he she's referring to is, of course, me, and I don't work too hard. I work exactly as hard as I need to. My eyes land on the newspaper sitting on the floral tablecloth amongst plates of biscuits and fruit and a mountainous pile of zucchini slice. The paper is from the 18th of December, just over 2 months ago, but Nonna refuses to move it, most likely to streamline her bragging process when her church friends pay her a visit. The headline on the front page reads, St. Peter's High Achiever Tops the State. Something hard hits me in the shin, and I swear. I whip around to glare at Leo, who's plonked himself at the head of the table in Dad's absence. He grins back at me, braces gleaming in the noon light streaming through the lacy kitchen curtains.
Just trying to distract you from your feelings, he says.
You're such a little shit, I reply, reaching out to mess up his curly ginger hair. He bats my arm away and I slap him, softly, on the cheek with my other hand.
Leo, Mum snaps, not now. Marco started it.
I scoff, folding my arms over my chest. I love my younger brother, I really do, but the constant presence of a 12-year-old boy can test your patience sometimes, especially when... I reach out to open the passenger side door and freeze. My heart stutters. The driveway sways beneath me. I blink the memory away.
Hun,
Mum says, leaning across the table to place her hand on my elbow.
Are you sure you're all right?
My gaze drops to the newspaper again, and I frown down at the photo. The photographer used this weird wide-angle lens that I'm pretty sure is only meant for landscapes, so my head is kind of stretched on one side, and my hands look disproportionately long and alien-like. I'm usually quite photogenic. Okay, fine, I'm very photogenic, but this is the worst photo of me in history.
Michelle!
A deep voice calls from the hallway.
Mamma!
In cucina,
Nonna says over her shoulder. Seconds later, the kitchen door swings open, revealing my dad in grimy blue overalls, panting like he ran the whole way here. His Central Highlands Ford name badge is still pinned to his chest pocket.
What happened?
He asks the room, eyes wide. He leans on the doorframe to catch his breath.
I was in the middle of a wheel alignment and that shit of a kid Bill hired last week forgot to pass on the message and...
Marco? He frowns down at me.
What the hell happened?
I'm fine, Dad. I just... Heat flashes up my spine as I strain to reach for the door handle. I can't move. My pulse thunders behind my ears. Why can't I move?
Sit,
Mum says to Dad, shooing Leo from his seat. With a groan, Leo slides off the wooden chair and climbs onto the one beside me, managing to kick me in the shin again in the process.
Stop it, dickhead,
I whisper, and he pokes his tongue out. 12 going on 7, clearly. Dad takes his seat at the head of the table, facing the bench where Nonna is preparing lunch.
Well, he asks, glancing from Mum to me and back again. What happened?
When neither of us replies, Leo says,
Marco's afraid of university.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?